Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And also joining us in studio is Thad Schunkweiler. He is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Science here at Minnesota State University, Mankato, and he deals primarily with drug and alcohol education. Welcome to the program as well. I understand that you two were part of a Region 9 Legislative and Communications Committee meeting recently, and we're talking about what's going on with drug addiction in this region of outstate Minnesota. So what did you exactly talk about?
Marnie's report will show pretty clearly in rural Minnesota, the statistics would indicate that amphetamines, to include methamphetamine, remains the number one problem when it comes to illicit drug use.
But is there a growing concern about opioids and how that's sort of being introduced into rural Minnesota?
I think when you look at the data, we're definitely below the rest of the state, and I'm not seeing any indicators that would suggest that we are on the cusp of a major crisis here locally. Not to say that one couldn't happen, but all of the measures that we would look at to see if it were coming, none of those so far are indicating that an opiate crisis is imminent.
So what, if you could, in sort of encapsulate what the message then was to those in the room?
Well, I guess as far as I was concerned, it was to be aware that, yes, there is an opioid crisis in the state, and opioids are extremely serious because they kill people very quickly. They're extremely dangerous, and they are different from other drugs in that they have the physical addiction, and so the treatment is different. However, meth is so widely available and cheaper than what it ever has been before that it is really flooding greater Minnesota, and we just have to be aware that there is this going on too, so we're not focused entirely on opioids. The solutions to both are different, and so if you're focusing only on opioids, you could be excluding solutions or at least policies that need to be made to address the rest of addictions out there too.
So how would you follow that up, Thad?
When I spoke with the group, you know, I targeted two primary areas, some practical solutions from a legislative policy standpoint. And one of the issues that I tackled was also mentioned in Marnie's report, which is our treatment provider shortage, specifically in rural Minnesota. And so the treatment providers, those who are trained and licensed to treat substance use addiction, we have a shortage of them in Minnesota. And that shortage is even greater in rural Minnesota. And so we have communities that don't have enough substance use providers to treat the substance use problems that we're seeing. And so I talked to them about how we can, from a legislative standpoint, incentivize treatment providers, specifically substance use treatment providers, to stay in rural Minnesota.
Okay, well, thank you, Thad and Marnie. Thad Schunkweiler is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Science here at Minnesota State University, Mankato. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.